Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today. The aftermath of the wildfires. Tom Fanning helping us out today on that in just a moment.
The makers of Black Labels Inc. understand. You didn't get into farming for the money. You farm because your family farmed. You farm because feeding the world feels good. But while you didn't get into it for the money, getting the best return on your money is a priority. That's why Black Labels Inc. uses zinc and proprietary LHC technology to optimize the phosphate in your ground for better root masses and even bigger yield potential. When return on investment matters, turn to Black Labels Inc. It's phosphate done better.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Extreme fire danger translated into hundreds of thousands of acres burned in northwestern Oklahoma, southwestern Kansas, Texas Panhandle as well. One of the volunteers that stepped up and done yeoman's work in coordinating the response to these fires is Tom Fanning with Buffalo Feeders in Buffalo, Oklahoma.
We've had lots of hay come in. I think we're over the emergency of getting the cattle fed tomorrow and the next day and this week. Now we're looking forward to getting the fences rebuilt, you know, restoring the financial wherewithal of the ranchers and getting those resources to them.
So many things to do, and of course you mentioned feed. It's going to take feed for a sustained amount of period before you start seeing some green grass again.
It is. There's going to be a lot of feed required, a lot of hay required. I mean, we've got the emergency needs, but we're going to have hay for several months to come. So we're working with different livestock and feed suppliers to have a low-cost, sustained program that where they can feed those cows in a more of a confined type area on the ranch and let that grass grow back while they're providing feed, nutrition to them.
Tom Fanning says he's been getting lots of calls of folks willing to come in and help, willing to, for example, help repair or replace fence.
Groups from all over the United States that have contacted me that are inbound as we speak, next weekend, you know, different states have different spring breaks on colleges. We have a lot of those kids coming in. We have Christian groups from as far as Florida and California that are coming in to help. We're trying to set up campsites with the local churches that have church camps so they can house those folks. And then also getting them to the right ranches that have the resources in place so they can actually do good work and we don't waste that resource that they're going to provide us.
That's the key. Obviously, you got to have the resources or the materials for them to do anything.
That's right. So we have materials coming in that has been donated. And you can continue to send those in. There's a couple of drop sites for those. Buffalo Feeders on east of Buffalo on Highway 64 is one, and also at Tyree Ag in Laverne. Those are part of the effort to go ahead and get as much of this fencing built with the volunteer efforts that are coming in. Also, we're going to continue to need monetary donations, and you can go to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's website at okcattlemen.org. And get the form online to make those donations.
At the end of the day, you know, what have you learned about this area, about your neighbors, and you know, about the business?
You know, it's just great to see that everyone comes together. Everyone loves each other. They want to work to fix your problems. I mean, everyone that has an issue is more concerned about their neighbor's issue than their own, even though theirs is large. It's just an outpouring of concern and love, and you know, Oklahomans have come together, and the ag industry and the ag community across the nation has come together, and it's just overwhelming, nearly, to see that show of support, effort, funding, resources that are coming to Northwest Oklahoma.
Tom Fanning on the restoration efforts that continue in northwestern Oklahoma, southwestern Kansas, and the Texas Panhandle. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 23rd, live on Dish Network Satellite 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 10,000 yearling steers, 5,600 yearling heifers, 13,000 weaned calves, all told over 31,000 head to sell. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call at 800-422-2117. 1-800-422-2117. Superior Livestock. At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.